The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, consultation, development, and training. I'm very pleased to introduce our guest today, Jamie Sherbin. He is a sales representative and he specializes in payroll and tax filing, and his company is Paychex. He's been with the Paychex company for over 17 years, and he set up over 2,500 small businesses specializing in payroll and tax filing. Jamie, I can't thank you enough for being here, and I appreciate your expertise. Why don't you give us a little bit of background about you and your company?
No problem, Dr. Coughlin. Paychex has been around over 40 years now with a focus on helping small businesses with their payroll and tax filing. Over that 40-year period of time, we have evolved with the business climate. So going from simply helping small businesses with their payroll and tax filing to now offering full, you know, HR services, retirement services, basically helping the business owner grow and keep up with the growing landscape. As far as myself, I've been here 17 years, which is hard to believe, and put a strong focus on local community in terms of building relationships, working off referrals, and helping new and existing businesses get going with their payroll and tax filing needs. Ultimately looking to keep them in compliance and let them do what they do best, whether it be in the medical field, construction, whatever. But take this headache off their plate and let them go to work.
Jamie, with your 17 years of background, most of our listeners are in the dental and medical field. And with your kind of background, give me an idea of how much time you can save a normal, quote, normal practice with 6 to 10 employees open 40 hours a week, whether it be dental or medical. How much time does your company able to save a practitioner?
I mean, it does vary based on the practice itself, but I would say on average, I mean, upwards of 2 to 3 hours a week. That would include us taking care of time and attendance, creating a solution for punching in and out, having that information seamlessly flow to managers or the head practitioner, giving them the ability to simply take that time and attendance information, turn it right into payroll, and then ultimately get it to us to produce checks, direct deposit, tax filing, etc. So I said that pretty quick, but the reality is that's how fast it is for us to do that. Whereas if someone is attempting to do this themselves, they need to do maybe manual time cards, adding, passing stuff off to a manager or the sole practitioner, then physically sitting down, writing checks, initiating direct deposits with the bank, It's just a labor-intensive process that we try to simplify the best we can. And again, give that doctor the ability to earn as much as they can based on the hours they work. So we don't need them sitting down doing this stuff. We want them to focus on their practice and let us handle that.
If I was to put you on the spot, and we know that there are other competitors, other similar companies to yours, what sets Paychex apart from other companies that provide the services and structure that Paychex does?
That's a good question. So I'd like to think of us basically as a hybrid of a local company and a big company. And what I mean by that is Paychex still represents offices locally all over the country. So, for example, I'm in West Springfield, Massachusetts. I cater to Western Mass. There's an office just like mine in Hartford and Worcester and Boston and Foxborough. I think you get my point. So basically what we do is we try to offer localized service where our customers get familiar with who they're calling on the phone, who's representing them locally, and how they're supported. However, we also, unlike some of the local companies, have the resources to do a lot more in the back. So if you do need human resource services, if you do need retirement plan advice, you know, if you do need robust time and attendance solutions, we have that for you. So you don't need to go elsewhere. Kind of a one-stop shop if we can.
Well, let's start. Let's just say I'm a prospective client. I have 8 to 10 employees. I'm starting up a new business. Work me through the process. How long would it take? What particular information would you need? And give me a ballpark cost of what it would take on a monthly basis to continue to have your services to free up my time to do what I do best, which is the practice of dentistry.
All right. So the new business is often pretty easy and enjoyable because, you know, oftentimes they're all excited about getting going with the business, but quite frankly, hadn't put a ton of thought into exactly what it entails to pay their staff to get them set up correctly. So as far as how long it takes, you know, I don't like to tell people this, but it takes 48 hours, which most people think it takes a few weeks. Essentially, what we need to do is communicate the business owner's information with the IRS and state to get them set up to pay their taxes. But if I could roll back a minute, what we do at the beginning, sit down with a prospective client, go through a series of needs analysis questions to find out what they're looking to do. States have different labor laws, such as can you pay weekly, can you pay biweekly, can you pay semi-monthly. Here in Massachusetts, your choices are semi-annual, weekly, or biweekly. So after we establish that fact, we talk to the doctor or prospective business owner about other needs, retirement plans, etc. Let's just say for the sake of conversation, like most startups, they're just looking to basically get their people paid, get their taxes paid, and move on. We would finish the needs analysis, explain to them that they need three things to get going: an employee list, bank account, and a federal tax ID number. In the event they don't have the last two, those are things we can aid in getting them. Now, what would it take? Basically, once those are set up, we create tax accounts with the state and the IRS, allowing us to transfer their tax money from their account directly to the state and the IRS on a per pay period basis. So again, weekly or biweekly. Now, to get the employees paid, we would just make sure that we communicate with the business owner at the beginning of a work week, getting last week's hours, wages, etc., bonuses, commissions, what have you. From there, we then produce direct deposit or actual live paychecks. For 8 to 10 employees on a biweekly basis, you could ballpark it at approximately $60 a pay period, about $120 a month. And again, that's the basic package. You know, they could see your taxes filed, your checks cut, online options all over the place, as many reports as you can imagine, and some very minor HR help. You know, the one caveat I do want to throw in, doctor, is the fact that we do additional things that are longer stretched out conversation. But if you need to get into HR, human capital management, things like that, we can go down that road as well.
And with your background and experience, what would you say is the biggest mistake you see on the businesses that you start to help? What are the single, let's say, top three mistakes you see when you take over an existing account?
Top three mistakes. I would say number one is, believe it or not, setup. Did you set up your account with the state unemployment agency correctly? Even though it's an existing business, I can tell you a lot of times I will find that taxes were filed incorrectly basically because of setup, meaning they were either done late, they didn't establish the correct mandated online accounts, which causes, you know, a number of headaches, late notices, penalties. Now, they're not coming to shut down your business, but most business owners do not enjoy seeing a notice from the state or IRS. The second, I would say, would be filing taxes on time. So a lot of times, like I referenced earlier in this, is the fact that whatever the business is, that business owner is typically very good at their skill set. Oftentimes with admin, such as payroll tax filing, that's not their forte. And you find that they kind of can overlook the tax filing portion of it. So that's obviously a company like mine comes in, manages that, makes sure everything's done timely and accurately. And then last, I would say managing employees. And what I mean by that is not, you know, how good they produce inside the work environment. I mean, how do you manage their time off, their benefits, their time in attendance? Did they punch in? Did they punch out? Tracking time. Do you have a system in place that does this? And within the payroll system, that's something that, you know, we do. Oftentimes, you'll find the business owner will have no idea that, oh, wow, I didn't realize you guys can do that as well. Thought you just cut checks. And that's one of the things. As you grow, as you get settled into your practice, you're able to add these layers to help you be more productive at what you do and get a lot of stuff off your plate.
Jamie, with over thousands of listeners over the last couple of years and over 100 podcasts, it amazes me that the things that I've seen and heard and other practices that I've coached and mentored. I started off in 1983 with no time clock, no punching in, and no punching out. It was simply an honor system. And after I got in trouble from a disgruntled employees, I moved to a sign-in, sign-out sheet, which also got me in trouble because they were not legible. For that, I morphed into a punch clock, which I also got in trouble. So clearly you can see that there's a common thread that I've been in trouble since 1983. In your opinion, what is the best way, the best system out there right now? We've used biometrics with a finger. We've used magnetic cards. We've used signing in our computer systems. In your experience of 17 years, if time and money were of no consequence, what would you say is the best single way to manage your employees or team members from entering and exiting the business?
If everyone has a PC at a workstation, then punching in online is fine. Oftentimes in medical settings, you don't see that. You see half the staff with a computer, half without. So you could do a combination of the computer sign-in along with the biometric sign-in. And basically what you're looking to do there is just accurately capture in and out any lunch break or whatever the doctor's office has as a policy, and essentially make sure that policy is done perfectly throughout the week. So basically it gives the administrator the ability to view punch in, punch out, on a daily or weekly basis. And as you alluded to, from 1983 to today, times have changed, people have changed. And realistically, you know, to capture time and to make sure people are working a true work week, essentially you just need to know when they're there, when they're not. And, you know, things like a fingerprint and, you know, what time you logged in on your computer can't be denied. So they're very accurate. And more importantly, from our point of view, it gets the information quickly to the person doing the payroll and cuts down on the time spent collecting that information. Ultimately, again, we're trying to save time and money by being as efficient as possible.
And do you typically, your company paychecks, do you ask your customers, your users, to sign a contract, or is this month to month?
Another good question. Yeah, there's no contract because, again, it's involved with state and federal taxes, so that's just not allowed. Essentially, you basically go week to week, really. You set up, offer us power of attorney to do your taxes, but realistically, you're in control at all times, have the ability to come and go as you please. I wouldn't recommend doing a week and leaving. You can end up with a mess on your hands. But realistically, there is not a contract to sign. It's just not an industry standard. So very, very flexible in that regard.
And is there a particular size? Is your company have the expertise for small, medium, and large? For example, if there's a dentist or a physician group out there with only two or three employees, is your company willing to take on these smaller accounts?
Yeah, another good question. I mean, realistically, if we just take a look at the structure of the businesses that are in the country, 40-something percent of them have four employees or less. And that's kind of the same structure as our company. See, about 40% of the clients are one to four employees. Another 40% are four to 18 employees, which, again, goes right along with the national average. And then the remaining 20 are made up of, you know, what quote-unquote bigger business, 18 to 1,000. So we're able to conform and make our product work for any size business.
Well, I want to say thank you, Jamie, so much for representing your company so well. I'm sure our listeners have gotten a lot of valuable information. Is there something that people who are listening can reach out and touch Paychex to get in contact with you or other paycheck companies across the United States so that they can get additional information?
Yeah, I mean, simplypaychex.com is a great place to start off with. But a lot of the information that I mentioned you could find there also gives you insight to your local office. So obviously anyone in Western Mass could call me directly, but if you're across the country, go to paychex.com, take a look, find your local office, and you'll get a lot of great help there.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, consultation, development, and training. I also want to give a special shout out to Mr. Doug Foresta. Without his expertise and knowledge, these podcasts would not be possible. Jamie, thank you so much. I appreciate everything, and I look forward to speaking to our listeners next week. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent-Dental-Solutions. Thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.